Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Flushing, Michigan. They ask, my brother is a co-signer on my home, and since my mother passed, he has gone crazy. He will not help me save my house. He will not sign the refinance papers, and he won't sign a quit deed. Is there any recourse for me? So, Flushing, Michigan, if he fails to endorse the deed, you may have to bring legal action. Your question begs for more questions. Was this your mother's home initially? Are you a personal representative of the estate? Was a probate even filed? If not a probate, could this be a partition action? So, you see, real estate attorneys like myself would need more information to assist you. I hope that helps. The next question is from David from East Jordan. David asks, my mother is deceased and didn't have a will. She has been remarried for 9 years, and her spouse is a Texas resident. She had a home in Michigan for 22 years. The home is in her name, but her domicile is in Texas. There will not be probate in Texas, no property. She also has four adult children. Who will receive the home according to probate in Michigan? Can her spouse sign a quitclaim deed to a certain person? Thanks for the question, David. We would have to first see the deed to the Michigan home. Secondly, a probate can be opened in Michigan when real estate of a decedent is located here. It is preferable to open probate, however, where the decedent was domiciled. The final question today is from Pedro, and he asks, when should a mortgage company automatically cancel private mortgage insurance from a conventional loan? My loan to value is currently 47%. When your mortgage balance reaches 78% of the original purchase price. In other words, when your loan-to-value ratio falls to 78%, the lender or servicer must immediately work to cancel the private mortgage insurance. This is provided you are current on your mortgage payments and have not missed any payments. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel,